Hello, listening friends, and welcome to Radio Havana, Cuba's Caribbean Outlook Show. I'm Lena Valverde, your host, inviting you to stay with me for the next 10 minutes or so for news, feature reports, and music from our Caribbean region. But first, let's switch to our Caribbean news desk to take a look at some of the stories making headlines in our region at this hour. A 6.4 magnitude earthquake struck Puerto Rico this past Tuesday, leaving at least one person dead, two wounded, and a trail of destruction, including homes, businesses, schools, and churches. Tuesday's earthquake was the second this week. On Monday, a 5.8 magnitude earthquake was recorded. It left heavy damage and power outages in different parts of the island. The earthquake on Tuesday, however, was larger and more destructive. Puerto Rico has been devastated by natural disasters in the past, including two back-to-back hurricanes in 2017. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel expressed Cuba's solidarity with the Puerto Rican people. The sister island of enchantment, Puerto Rico, with which we share traditions, history, and independence quests, is suffering the onslaught of strong earthquake, the Cuban president tweeted. He added our endless solidarity with our Puerto Rican brothers and sisters. Puerto Rican Governor Wanda Vasquez declared a state of emergency on the island, as the earthquakes also knocked out Puerto Rico's main generating facility, the Costa Sur plant, and damaged other infrastructure. Officials have said that power is unlikely to be restored to the island's 3 million population soon, and it will take at least a year to repair the Costa Sur plant. Puerto Rico is still recovering from Hurricane Maria, a Category 5 storm that devastated parts of the Caribbean in September 2017. In Puerto Rico alone, the hurricane is estimated to have killed 2,975 people and cost $100 billion in material losses. Representatives of the Caribbean community, CARICOM, ratified the commitment to multilateralism during the recently held 9th Summit of Heads of State and Government of the African, Caribbean, and Pacific Group of Nations. Prime Ministers Andrew Holness of Jamaica and Mia Amor-Motley of Barbados supported the final declaration of the summit, which plays an influential role in global governance and addresses areas related to peace and security. During the summit in Kenya, Prime Minister Motley presided over the opening of a regional CARICOM office in Nairobi. The Barbadian Prime Minister also promised that when she assumes the position of President of CARICOM in just over a month, she will work closely with the Kenyan government and business community to hold the first summit between the Caribbean community and Africa. Barbados is moving ahead with advancing elements of the CARICOM single market and economy, including free access to public schools for CARICOM students. The Ministry of Education of Barbados said that all CARICOM nationals under the age of 16 who reside in Barbados will be afforded access to government nursery, primary, and secondary schools for free. Further, CARICOM students will not be required to have student visas. The ministry also noted that in order for a CARICOM national to access the tuition-free provision, at least one parent or one legal guardian must be residing in Barbados under an approved immigration status, that is, citizen, permanent resident, immigrant, or reside and work. Antiguan Prime Minister Gaston Browne, in a letter to Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel commemorating the 61st anniversary of the Cuban Revolution, said the event has earned a place in history as one of the most important and transformative events in the world, Jamaican newspaper The Cleaner reported on Friday. Like David's victory over Goliath, the revolution represents an incredible victory against wind and tide and a symbol of freedom in a world dominated by oppression, Browne wrote, adding that the start of a new year provides an opportunity to reflect on the recent developments in our hemisphere, which have undermined vital stability and national interests in Latin America and the Caribbean. But Browne said, despite these setbacks, the values of the Cuban Revolution not only have survived, but also thrive in the 21st century. The courage of leaders such as José Martí, Fidel Castro, and Ernesto Che Guevara continues to inspire many in the global south in an epic fight against imperialism and interventionist policies, he said, taking the opportunity to assure Havana of the deep affinity of Antigua and Barbuda for Cuba, a country with which, he said, we share a close consistency of values, including a proud history of freedom from oppression. And those were some of the stories making headlines in our region at this hour. Stay tuned. Pianist Jaro Lopez Nosa will take Cuban jazz from Havana to New York during his first tour this year, 2020, Harold de Ida y Vuelta. Cuba's Ministry of Culture reported that as part of the tour, Lopez Nosa will participate in the musical marathon that will take place at the 2020 New York City Winter Jazz Festival, one of the most prestigious events of the genre, which turns Manhattan into a hotbed of cultural discovery and presents new sounds and international exponents. The jazz musician, who has collaborated with important Cuban figures such as Omar Aportuondo, Leo Brouwer, and Chucho Valdez, will offer his talent to several New York stages, which he will share with harmonica player Gregory Marit from Switzerland and drummer Earl Brooks Jr. from Trinidad and Tobago. Likewise, Cuban percussionist Pedrito Martinez and sax player Carlos Millares will join the performances of Lopez Nosa as they will pay tribute to Iraquere, one of Cuba's most influential bands. Founded in 1973, Iraquere created a sound that mixed jazz, European traditional music, rock, funk, with the rhythmic Cuban tradition, enriched with Afro-Cuban and electronic influences. Harold Lopez Nosa's first tour this year, 2020, entitled Harold de Ida y Vuelta, will conclude here in Cuba, with performances on the occasion of the 35th International Jazz Plaza Festival, set for January 14th to the 19th here in the Cuban capital. And that's all for today. Join us again every week for Caribbean-related news, feature reports, and music here on Radio Havana Cuba's Caribbean Outlook Show. And we'll leave you now with a tune by none other than Cuba jazz pianist Harold Lopez Nosa. The title is La Jungla. We know you will enjoy it. Until next time.